Oh, we praise the Lord that we all could gather together at the Lord's table and find our oneness in Christ.
我们感谢赞美主，主桌子面前，我们看到在基督里的义。
I enjoy fellowship with all of you together in the Lord.
在主里面，我实在非常的喜欢能够与你们一同相交。
I realize I am a sojourner from a far distant country.
我是从很远 来的，就游到这里的游子。
I speak a strange tongue.
我讲话呢，有一点古古怪怪。
And whenever I come to speak, they have to keep trading around the interpreters because it's so difficult.
每一次他们来啊，他们都要来换这个翻译的，因为我太难搞了。
I can only imagine that our brother Eric has done something wrong over this past year.
我想我们吴弟兄这一年一定犯了很多错误，所以被罚到这里。
So this must be his discipline.
这是他在这里接受管教。
To talk about the Christ life is our goal.
我们讲到基督的生命是我们的目标。
Paul was saturated with Christ.
保罗里面满了基督。
He is the one who revealed to us the macrocosmic Christ.
他把那个全整个的基督向我们显明出来。
Christ was the very creator of the universe.
基督乃是宇宙的创造者。
The sustainer of the universe.
他在那里把整个的宇宙来彰显。
The goal of the universe.
他也是宇宙的目标。
This was no mere man who walked upon this earth.
在地上走的那一位不是普通的一个人。
And Paul, by revelation, pulls back the dimensions of this heavenly Christ.
保罗把这位属天的基督在那里向我们打开。
There is no Hubble telescope whose lens is wide enough to take in the dimensions of the macrocosmic Christ.
没有任何一个哈勃望远镜，它的镜头能够那么宽广，看到这个整个宏观的基督。
Just to see Christ in His glory as He really is must expand our Christian lives.
当我们看到基督跟他的荣耀，我们对于属灵的眼光要被开阔。
And we thank the Lord for His precious word that keeps reminding us of His greatness.
我们感谢他宝贵的话，叫我们透过他的话来看到他的伟大。
Our brothers have been sharing about this precious reality when a man can live with a third dimension because aware of this transcendent Christ.
我们的弟兄提醒我们，我们要有三度空间的视线，我们才能够看到这位在天上的神。
Now it's been my desire for this weekend to speak about the fourth dimension that we are to enter into.
我愿意跟大家讲到第四度的空间，我们要怎么进入。
I'll leave those brothers with a simple three-dimensional thought.
我把这个三度空间简单的话叫他们去讲。
But there's a fourth dimension, Christ within.
那第四度空间乃是基督在我们里面。
The microcosmic Christ.
在里面这位细致微小的基督。
He is more infinitesimally involved in all the things of our inner life than we could ever know.
他在我们的内心里面有那个无限的，我们不能够测得透的那一位的丰富。
When we get saved and see the glorious Savior.
当我们得救的时候，我们看到这位荣耀的救主。
But the realization of the inner Christ being built into us is what transforms us in glory.
但是在我们里面这位主，他是无限的，他才能够真正的把我们改变过来。
Man was created to contain, to be the dwelling place of God.
人的被造是要成为神的居所。
To manifest God through their lives.
在我们的生命里面来彰显神。
Think of God who says, let us make man in our image.
神说，照着我们的样式来造人。
That's a big order.
这是一个非常大的一个任务。
But God freely created man.
但是神就是这样自由地创造了人。
With the intent of a great destiny.
他在这里有一个目的，是要把我们达到一个这么高的境界。
On earth,
在地上,
I'm handing everything over to the Son of Man.
我把一切都交给这些人，这些人子。
Now, of course, we speak as a fool to say, but if man had not sinned,
如果人没有犯罪的话，
if he had kept eating of the tree of life,
如果人吃了生命树的果子，
he would have grown from glory to glory,
我们就能够荣上加荣，
until ready,
直到我们
to be received by the Son of God,
接受人神子的接纳。
This earth is meant to be ruled and reigned by the Lord Jesus.
因为这个地要接受主耶稣基督的统管。
But God is full of love.
神是满了慈爱。
Why rule and reign by myself?
哦，为什么只要我一位来统治这全地呢？
No, let's bring many sons to glory.
所以要带许多的儿子进荣耀。
Teach them how to rule and reign.
教导他们怎么样来治理，怎么样来掌管。
To take dominion over the earth.
来掌管全地。
That's what God wants in man.
这是神要人做的。
And so man was created in a unique way.
所以人是那样独特的被创造。
Different from all the animals or trees.
跟其他一切的动物植物不一样。
Body, soul, and spirit.
人有灵魂体。
That spirit being the holy of holies of a man's life.
那个灵乃是人的至圣所。
That spirit to be the source of the life through his body and soul.
那个灵乃是人的魂跟身体一切的源头。
And it was always God's intention to hardwire that man's spirit with the Holy Spirit.
神是那样的预定，要已经把圣灵放在人的里面。
And so man's life would move through the Holy Spirit, through his spirit, through his soul, and through his body.
所以人的生命乃借着人的灵，在圣灵的里面来进行一切的活动。
So when we talk about God's purpose for man, it's a very big purpose.
所以当我们讲到神在人身上的旨意，这是一个大的旨意。
But it all hinges on that indwelling relationship to God.
但是那个限制就是人里面与他的关系。
And so we know with the fall, there was a sad breaking of that relationship.
当人犯罪堕落的时候，那个关系就是在那里给断绝了。
And man lived what he called a natural life.
所以人就活在血气的里面。
Just out of his body, out of his soul.
就是活在体跟魂的当中。
Everything he does is independent.
每一样他所做的都是与神宣告独立的。
And so the Jews,
犹太人也是这样。
They tried to keep the law.
他们愿意在那里尝试守律法。
Independently.
哦，他们是靠着自己的力量来守。
And of course they couldn't.
但是他们没有办法。
But Jesus came.
当耶稣来的时候。
And we really can't understand man in his destiny unless we see Jesus Christ.
我们没有办法了解人应该到的那个目的，除非你看到耶稣来了。
Was there ever a man so full of glory?
从来没有见过一个人是那么满了荣耀。
Who had limitless supplies of grace to distribute.
他里面有输送不尽的恩典。
Who not only spoke the truth, but his very presence brought reality into a situation.
他不单在那里讲到恩典跟真理，他是实际的把真理活出来。
Now this was what man is supposed to be.
这是人应该有的光景。
But man, when they saw Jesus, rejected him.
当人遇到耶稣的时候，他们拒绝他。
Why?
为什么？
He challenged their basis of life.
因为耶稣对他们人生的基本做了一个挑战。
He says, if you do not come to me, you cannot have life.
耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能够得生命。
But everybody thinks,they have life.
但每一个人觉得他们已经有生命了。
But they didn't understand these inner secrets.
但是他们不了解这内在的奥秘。
That we now call the Christ life.
我们现在讲到基督的生命。
Our brothers have been sharing about these large men who walked through history. Abraham and Stephen.
我们的弟兄讲到在历史里面的伟人亚伯拉罕斯提法。
We see how they walked by a heavenly vision.
我们看到他们是活在属天的意象底下。
But for the Christian, like Stephen, things are different.
对于基督徒像斯蒂凡，他们遭遇的是不一样的。
Because he walked by a life within.
因为他们是活在内在生命的支配底下来行走。
Now Jesus said to his disciples, when they bring you before the court, don't worry about what you will say.
耶稣说，当你们给带到人的跟前，你们不要怕，你们央怎么回答他们。
And so on that day that Stephen had to stand before the Sanhedrin, he opened his mouth, and Jesus' life spoke through him.
当斯提凡站在这些审判他的人跟前的时候，耶稣的生命在他里面出来。
So Stephen had to be crucified by these Christ rejectors.
所以这些拒绝基督的人一定要钉斯提凡十字架。
Now thank God Stephen knew this fourth dimension.
感谢神，斯提凡知道这第四度的空间。
The life of Christ within.
基督的生命在我们里面。
It enabled him to overcome.
给他力量能够得胜。
And to be a faithful witness.
叫他能够成为一个忠心的见证人。
I shared with you at the beginning, my burden is for Christians who only have an outward life.
今天我要的负担乃是这些基督徒们，你们很多人只有外在的一些的生活。
I'm not saying they're not Christian.
我不是说你们不是基督徒。
But they're weak in their inward life.
但是在你们的内在生命里面是那么的软弱。
When it comes to knowing the will of God, they're always unsure because they don't have that inward dialogue with the living Christ.
当讲到神的旨意的时候，你们一直有一点模糊，因为你们里面没有与基督的对话。
They try to serve God, but they're running out of power because they're relying on themselves and not the life of Christ.
我们尝试来服侍主，但是我们没有能力，因为我们缺了基督生命。
But listen to Paul.
我们听保罗讲。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Christ is my goal.
基督是我的目标。
Christ is my sufficiency. I can do all things through him.
基督是我的一切，我的满足，我借着他凡事都可行。
Christ is my life.
基督是我的生命。
Christ is my message.
基督是我的信息。
I simply share what Christ has revealed in me.
我讲的乃是基督向我启示的。
Now Paul started out by seeing Christ in that heavenly vision on the road to Damascus.
保罗在大马士的路上，他讲到他所遇到的基督。
But what a revolutionary discovery to hear the Christ speaking within.
但是更厉害的是基督在他里面讲的话。
The 12 disciples who walked with Jesus for 3.5 years walked with Jesus.
十二个使徒跟随了耶稣一起行走了三年半。
But on the day of Pentecost, they heard Christ within.
当五旬节的时候，他们才听见里面的基督。
And that's why Peter's message was so powerful.
这是为什么彼得的信心那么带着大能。
Christ said, you speak.
基督说你讲。
And all the others stood up with him.
其他的人陪他一起站起来。
They were one.
他们是在一的里面。
Being led by the same spirit.
同一个圣灵引导他们。
From within.
从里面开始的。
Not the voice of Jesus, the human being, as he walked on earth saying, let's go to the next town.
不是他们在肉身里面听到的主耶稣说叫我们到下一个城去。
But imagine their wonder when they heard Jesus within saying, let's go to another town.
是他们里面而听到说叫我们到下一个城市去。
And they had to begin to learn the value of this indwelling life.
他们就在开始学习这位住在里面的生命的价值。
When Jesus said, I am going away, they became all concerned.
当主耶稣说我要离开你们，他们大家都开始忧虑。
They had only known how to serve with a Jesus standing by their side saying, let's do this, let's don't do that.
他们只会跟着基督在他们旁边指导他们，我们做这个，我们做这个，他们只有这样的服事。
Jesus never gave them a pattern how to build the church.
耶稣从来没有给他们要建造教会的样式。
How to bring in the kingdom of God, he never told them how to's.
耶稣从来没有告诉他们如何引进神的国。
What did he say?
说什么呢？
He says, have I been so long with you and you don't know me?
他说我跟你们已经这么久了，你们还不认识我吗？
Go!
去
Go!
去
And as you go,
当你们出去的时候,
I'll direct you.
我就指导你们。
A whole new life they had to learn.
好，他们学一个全新的生活。
That God was building the house, his dwelling place, by the directing of the Holy Spirit.
神在那里建造他的教会是借着圣灵在他里面的引导。
So Paul and Barnabas and others were praying there in Antioch.
所以当保罗跟巴拿巴在安提阿那里祷告。
Somebody says, separate Paul and Barnabas for this apostolic ministry.
有人说当我们到外邦去这个服事把他们两个分开。
You see, this is all directed by the leading of the life of Christ within.
这乃是里面基督生命的指导。
Today's church is so often led by human thought.
今天的教会多少是用人的思想来指导。
A guy knocked at my door one day.
一天有一个人来敲我的门。
I opened the door, he says, Hi, I'm Pastor so-and-so.
他说我是某某牧师。
He said, we're taking a survey to see whether we should start a church in this area.
他说我们现在要做一个调查我们需不需要在这里植一个堂。
What are you, Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, or what?
他说你是信仰什么宗教的呢?
You see, this is the way man builds the church by demographics.
这是今天人如何建造教会是根据人口统计。
They decided to build a church.
他们就决定在这里建堂。
They put $1 million into starting a church.
他们就把这里放100万来盖教堂。
And then 3 years into that church, which grew very fast.
三年之后这个教会增长得很厉害。
In America, we like instant church. You just pour a little water and instant.
你知道在美国喜欢这个速食啊，鸡吃的这种的教堂。
But unfortunately, just like a chia pet, only lasts a little while.
但是很可惜呢，一下子就完了。
It grows very fast.
长得很快。
But it doesn't last.
但是呢，不能够持久。
And this pastor left.
这个牧师就离开了。
Now there's a building that's empty.
在那里有这么一个空的一个建筑物。
But it's because the people.Check the demographics in another town and feels like it's better over there.
所以呢，因为这些人为什么搬走呢？因为他们在人口调查是旁边那个城更适合。
This should not be the way our Christian life is lived.
这不应该是我们基督徒活的样式。
What about the Christ life?
基督的生命是怎么样？
You are in Christ.
你在基督里。
This is your position by faith. I am in Christ.
你在信心灵里面。你说我在基督里。
This is the realm in which a man can experience freedom.
在这个环境里面，人在那里享用自由。
So by faith we come in Christ.
在信心的里面，我们说我们在基督里。
In Christ my righteousness.
基督是我的公义。
Outside of Christ we have no righteousness.
离开了基督，我们没有公义。
In Christ my wisdom.
基督是智慧。
And so on and so forth.
也是不一步一步的这样讲。
We start off every day by saying, Lord, by faith, I stand in Christ.
我们一开始说，因着信，我与基督站在一起。
This is the simplest form and beginning of this Christ life.
这是基督生命最简单的开始。
By faith, we stand according to His word.Into all that Christ is for us.
在信心的里面，我们在那里得到基督是我们的一切。
Now, when you do this exercise in the morning,
当我们早上这样来做的时候
，say now by faith I stand in Christ.
早上在信心的里面，我站在基督里。
Now, do you feel anything?
你有没有特别的感觉
？Well, it's an act of faith.
这是信心的行为。
It's not a matter of feeling.
不是感觉。
But you've taken the right position.
你站在当站的地位。
Because if you truly by faith say, Lord, be my Lord, I lay my life down before you, there will be something happen inside.
你说，我信，你要做我的主，我在你的里面，在你的心中就会有一些的不同。
And so this morning we'd like to look at the simpler beginnings of this process of experience the life of Christ in us.
今天我愿意开始最简单的，我们如何经历基督在我的里面。
I'd like us to just read a couple of passages to get our orientation here.
我们愿意一开始就读一点的经文。
In Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Paul has been sharing wonderful things about the Christ life.
我在这里讲到基督生命的宝贵。
Any of you know how many times Paul says this, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ?
你有没有数过保罗讲过多少次在基督里，在基督里，在基督里？
It's hard to tabulate because so many times it's in him and in his way and many things, but there's hundreds of times.
实际上有几百次，有的时候是在他里面，在基督里。
Our lives are hid in Christ.
我们的生命藏在基督里。
It's a wonderful starting place.
这是一个美好的开始。
And the point is this.
正如所讲的。
We step by faith in obedience into Christ.
因着信心与顺服，我们站在基督里。
And then Christ in you responds.
基督在你里面就有了回应。
You standing in Christ is your responsibility.
你站在基督里，这是你的责任。
His proving his reality in you is his responsibility.
他在那里证明这是实际，这是主的责任。
Now Paul is talking about many wonderful things in Romans 8, but we just want to touch on a few verses.
我在罗马书八章里面讲了很多的话，我们只愿意提几点。
Let's just read verses 14 through 16.
我们读罗马书八章十四到十六节。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。这个心原文作灵。
Now we will stop right there.
我们就停在这里。
Only because it shows and demonstrates one of the first ways that we experience Christ in us.
这是讲到我们头一个经历基督在我们里面。
I've confessed my faith. Jesus is Lord.
我信耶稣是我的主。
And when I confess that faith,
当我这样承认的时候
I am born of the Spirit.
我就从灵而生
Something inside
在我的里面
changes
改变了
I don't know exactly what it is.
我不知道到底是怎么一回事
But as I begin to sense inwardly, I find that there is somebody living inside.
但是当我里面就感觉得到有一位住在我的里面
I sense the love of God.
我感觉得到神的爱。
Now, I don't know when you got saved.
我不知道当你得救的时候的
光景。I was 20 years old when I got saved.
我二十岁得救。
And before I got saved, I was a real sinner.
哦，我得救以前我是个罪人。
But when I asked Jesus to be my savior,
当我求耶稣做我的救主的时候
I immediately felt the love of God.
我马上感觉得到神的爱。
I had never known God except externally.
我从来不认识神，只是外表的一些的观念。
Suddenly there's something inside.
突然在我的里面有了。
And there's something inside that causes us to say, Abba, Father.
里面有了感觉，叫我能够呼喊阿爸父。
There is this spirit of adoption.
在那里有一个儿子的灵。
This means that we sense we're part of the family.
我感觉得到是家里的人。
And now as part of the family, I get to call God, Abba, Father.
这里是家里的人，我能够呼叫神做阿爸父。
This is my first communion.
这是我头一个与神的相交。
How the Jews hated it when Jesus said Abba.
当耶稣呼喊神做阿爸的时候，犹太人是那么恨恶他。
But the disciples thought there must be something there.
哦，门徒们觉得这里面一定有一些的东西。
Why does he call the God of the universe Daddy?
为什么他呼喊宇宙的神是爸爸？
Does he know somebody within?
他里面
认识一位。Very personally within.
是一个非常个人的认识。
You know, from the moment you're saved, your spirit begins to commune with God.
从你得救的那一刻，你的灵就开始与神有交通。
Now maybe you're just such a brand new Christian that you don't realize this, because you're still living out of your soul and out of your body.
可能你刚刚得救，你还是活在你的魂、你的体里面。
So I challenge you.
所以我挑向你挑战。
If you're saved,
如果你得救
，you should say, "Father, Father."
你会在那个呼喊父啊，父啊。
And see what you experience inside.
你看看你里面有什么样的经历。
What is it we experience inside?
你里面经历了什么
？A person.
是遇到一位。
Now here it says here in verse 16.
十六节告诉我们。
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God.
圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
Intuitively within.
我们里面有这样的直觉。
The Spirit's there.
圣灵在里面。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里面。
He says, "Here, here I am."
他说我在这里。
Life, life,
生命
it's me.
这是我。
However he wants to say it.
啊，不管你怎么呼叫我。
You've made contact.
这里面有了这样的连接。
Christ is in you.
基督在你里面。
And you commune with this.
你与他有交通。
It's the beginning of a love.
这是爱的开始。
That goes throughout the rest of your life.
然后一直在你的生命里
面。It's intuition of a spirit who has awakened.
是你里面。您活过来，你直觉到的。
But let's see how personal this really is.
但是你看到这是多么的个人。
When you look in Galatians chapter 4, it mentions this Abba Father.
当你看到加拉太书第四章的时候，这里也叫说呼叫阿巴父。
But it mentions another dimension of it.
这是讲到另外的一个层次。
Look what it says in verse 6 of Galatians 4.
加拉太书第四章第六节。
Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father."
你们既为儿子，神就差他的儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Wait a minute, did you catch that?
你看到没有
？Whose spirit is in your spirit?
谁哪个灵在你的灵里面
？Or here it says in your heart.
或者说在你的心里面。
It's Jesus' spirit.
是耶稣儿子的灵。
Now wait, is that the Holy Spirit?
是圣灵吗？
Or is it the spirit of Jesus as a son speaking to the Father?
或者是耶稣的灵像父那样祷告呢？
Now these things are a great mystery.
这好像是非常的奥秘。
But you'll find at times Jesus speaking to the Father through your spirit.
但是你有的时候会感觉得到耶稣借着你的名向父说话。
There's something there.
在这里有一些事情。
There's a union with God that's very precious.
在这里有一个非常宝贵与神的联合。
Here the Lord Jesus Himself is helping you to begin to worship the Father.
耶稣的名在那里帮助你去敬拜父。
Now this begins by faith.
这是在信心里面开头。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the Lord.
信道是从听到来的，听道是从神的话来的。
We say, "Jesus, you're my Lord."
你说耶稣，你是我的主。
And then you sense that response within.
你里面就有这样的回应。
Faith is not something just believed, even though there's no evidence.
信心不光光只是没有凭据的信。
What is it that makes the child of God cry, "Abba, Father"?
有什么叫神的儿女呼叫神做阿爸父？
Is it a desperation?
是他里面太迫切了。
He wants to know Abba, Father.
他要认识这位父。
It's not desperation.
不是因为急得不得了。
It's based on a connection that he has sensed within.
是根据他里面的那一个感觉。
Now, my father on earth has long since passed away.
我地上的父亲老早就离世了。
He was a nice guy.
他是一个好人。
Wonderful Christian man.
是一个很好的基督徒。
But I doubt that you would walk up to my father and say, "Abba!"
你说你会在那里叫阿爸。
And then, you don't belong to him.
他不是这样。
I'm the one who always says, Daddy, Daddy, I need more money.
我只是说，哎呀，爸爸，没钱花了。
But in the same way, when you're born again,
当你重生的时候,
you belong to Abba.
你就属于阿爸。
So the disciples said, well, now Jesus, how should we pray?
门徒说，我们应该怎么祷告？
And he said, well, when you pray, pray this, Abba.
主耶稣说，当你们祷告的时候，你们说我们的父。
They said, oh, no, 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 we can't do that.
我们不能这样祷告。
We pray to the great transcendent God, the holy, the name.
我们要奉这位全备的神，这位神圣的父神。
You know, the Jews don't even use God's name. They just call him the name.
你知道犹太人根本不敢提神的名，只说奉那名。
But then when the Spirit came in to dwell in their lives, they started talking to Abba.
当神的灵进入他生命里面，他们开始呼叫神做阿爸。
And sometimes for a person, this is the first sense we have of this spiritual communion within.
这是我们里面头一个属灵的开始。
Now, how can this communion, this union be strengthened?
我们怎么样能够增强我们与神的这个交通，这个联合？
Now, it's a mystical experience, as I said.
这是一个奥秘的经历。
But it can be strengthened by the Word of God.
但是借着神的话, 你能够加强与神的交通。
Now, our conversation with God is basically this.
我们与神的谈话只不过是这样。
We pray to God, Abba, and we pray to Him.
我们向神祷告说, 阿爸父啊。
And he answers us by his word.
他用他的话回应我们。
We pray, he answers.
我们祷告，他回应。
We pray our hearts for God's will, he answers by his word.
我们向神的旨意来祷告，他用他的话回应我们。
That's why the new Christian finds out how important it is to read the word of God.
这是为什么刚信主的人觉得读主的话是那么重要。
How many times have we prayed and asked the Lord something and then reading the Bible within one or two days of the question, we find the answer.
有多少时候我们向神祷告，我们读圣经一两天，借着圣经给我们答案。
Let's read a few verses to see what Jesus has to say about this.
我们读几节看看主怎么说。
Just a few verses. John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 63.
约翰福音第六章63节。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
This is the word in the Greek, rhema.
这是希腊的rhema，活的话。
The disciples heard Jesus speaking, and it was like life. Rhema. It's like he's breathing into them and they're becoming living by this word.
当门徒们讲到神的话的时候，这些话是活的，是Rhema，是神吹气在其上的。
Jesus showed us how powerful his word is while he was on the earth.
当主在地上的时候，他就叫我们看到他的话是多么带着能力。
You remember Peter when he saw Jesus on the water.
你记得彼得当看 耶稣在水上的时候,
and Peter wouldn't dare go out on the water.
彼得不敢在水上跑。
Then he said, Lord, bid me come on the water.
他说主啊你帮我走过去。
And the Lord said, okay.
主说好啊。
That's all it took.
就是这样。
And Peter was surfing.
然后彼得就在那个划水了。
This is power to God's word.
这是神话语的大能啊。
Jesus looked at the man with the withered hand.
主对着那个手枯干的人。
Now, what's the one thing you cannot do with a withered hand?
你对着这个手枯干的人怎么说？
You can't stretch it out.
你没有办法叫他伸起来。
So what does Jesus say?
主说什么？
Stretch it out.
伸你手出来。
Stretch it out.
你伸出来。
The power of the Word of God.
神话的大能。
The words that I speak are life and spirit.
我的话乃是
They strengthen us.
能够叫我们得能力。
Now, in 1 John and the second chapter,
在约翰一书第二章里面
，We have this wonderful story of spiritual progress.
我们在这里讲到属灵的成长。
And it's spoken of in terms of little children, young men, and fathers.
这里讲到小子少年人父老。
But notice what he says in verse 14 of 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章第十四节。
I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who's been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
十四节，父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的少年人呢。我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
Now, are you young in the Lord?
你是在主里面年轻的人吗？
Are you his little child?
你是他的小子吗？
Now, you need to become a young man.
你要成为少年人。
Both brothers and sisters need to become young men, women.
哦，所有的弟兄姊妹都要成为少年人。
And how do you attain to this?
你如何能够达到呢？
You've been hiding the word of God in your heart.
因为你把神的话藏在你心里。
John says, the word of God abides in you.
当主的话住在你里面。
And you know what you discover?
那你就发现什么呢？
That word of God hidden in your heart enables you to overcome the enemy.
这些的话藏在你的心里，叫你有能力胜过那恶者。
You have overcome the enemy.
你胜过那恶者。
Isn't that tremendous?
这实在是多么大的事情。
So your part,
你这一面
by faith,
因着信
is to hide the word of God in your heart.
你要把主的话藏在你心里。
His part,
主的责任
because of his faithfulness,
因着他的信实
will be to spring that word to life in you as an energy to be faithful.
这些话显在你的心中成为你的力量，显出他的信实。
Do you want to experience Christ in you?
你愿意经历基督在你里面吗？
You will experience it as Christ's word in you.
你要经历主的话在你里面。
He even says that right from the moment that you receive that life,
他说当你得到这生命的那一刻，
you experience an anointing within.
你在里面就经历了恩膏。
Now this again is in 1 John chapter 2.
这还是在约翰一书第二章。
Now, unfortunately, as Christians, we come upon those who are teaching error and not the truth.
很多时候，当我们讲到这方面的时候，我们有错误的教导。
Now, how are we going to know truth from error?
我们怎么知道什么是真实的，什么是错误的？
But it says in chapter 2, verse 24.
第一章二十四节，二章二十四节告诉我们。
As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father.
二十四节问到你们，务要将那起初所听见的常存在你心里。若将从起初所听见的存到你们心里，你们就不必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
And verse 27 makes it even clearer.
二十七节讲得更清楚。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you.You have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Now here you can see that your spirit, which has intuition,
你这里看到你的灵有直觉的功用
，has this anointing，
有恩膏
，and what is that anointing？
这恩膏是讲什么
？It's in Christ Jesus，
是在耶稣基督里。
It's an anointing of life，
是生命的恩膏
，an inner sense of life，
是里面感觉到生命。
Now you hear somebody who has a spirit of error and they're speaking about something，
你。知道有一些人他有错冒的灵在那里讲的时候
，But that anointing of life becomes upset.
那个生命的恩膏在里面就忧虑。
No, maybe you're a young Christian, you don't understand. Well, he sounds what he's saying is right, but there's something wrong.
你可能是一个刚刚信主的人，你听他讲的好像是对，但是里面有问题。
But it's the Spirit abiding in you.
是住在你里面的圣灵。
And it's sending out a warning signal.
发出一个警告。
There are so many Christians who are running after false doctrine.
有许多的基督徒他们在追求错谬的真理。
Now why is this so?
为什么这样?
Because false doctrine on the surface sounds very true.
因为一般这些错谬的教导表面上都是正确的。
All false teaching has a whole basis of scripture.
你知道一切这些错谬的教导都是有圣经根据的。
But the child of God has not been exercised in this abiding life.
神的儿女们，他们没有操练与主同住的这个生命。
And so they're using their mind alone to discern what's truth and error.
所以他们就只用他们的思想来分辨是真是错。
But if we're to grow in our spiritual life, we have to know this abiding anointing in us.
如果我们真是在主里面生命的成长的时候，我们有与主内住的时候，我们就能够分辨。
Another way, one of the first ways that we begin to sense this life of the Spirit within.
Oh, 还有一点就是我们一开始能够经历我们里面灵生命的时候。
Is our conscience.
是我们的良心。
Now everybody has a conscience.
每个人都有良心。
It's God's warning signal.
这是神给我们的一个警报。
It's what made me convicted of sin and I came to Jesus.
哦，是叫我们能够觉悟到罪，而我们能够来到耶稣的跟前。
Now, one of the ways you can tell that somebody's been born again is they have a sensitive conscience.
你发现有一个人重生得救了没有？你就看他有没有一个很敏锐的良心。
And John speaks about this in his first chapter of this letter.
约翰在约翰一书第一章讲到。
As a child of God, we now walk in the light.
我们这些神的儿女是行在光中。
We're walking in the Lord in His light.
我们与主同行在他的光底下。
We're walking with brothers and sisters in the light.
我们与弟兄姊妹一同行在光中。
And the blood of Jesus is cleansing us from all sin.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
But as we're walking in the light,
当我们行在光中，
our conscience becomes convicted of something.
我们的良心在那里叫我们看到我们的问题。
Now before we were saved, our conscience would condemn us.
在我们没有信主以前，良心会定我们的罪。
Now the enemy would want us condemned.
哦，仇敌要定我们的罪。
But in our lives now, our conscience convicts us.
但是现在在我们的良心里面叫我们有看见。
There's something wrong.
我们有问题了。
You must stop.
我们要停下来。
Something like that.
我们是这样的，被蒙光照。
Now.I know you don't like it when you get exposed as a sinner.
哦，我知道当你给暴露你的罪的时候，你不喜欢。
How many of you are almost perfect and ready to be raptured?
哦，我们当中有多少人已经完全了，可以预备好被提了呢
？You never sin anymore.
哦，你不再犯罪了。
Maybe you make a few minor mistakes.
啊，当然你做一点点的小错误。
No. We're all sinners.
啊，我告诉你，我们都是
罪人。If anyone says they don't sin, they've deceived themselves.
哦，如果有人说他不犯罪，他是在那里欺哄自己。
But I tell you what we have.
哦，我告诉你我们的光景。
Thank God we have a conscience that's alive.
哦，神。在我们的里面，这个生命给我们有良知。
Now you have to listen to the conscience.
你要听良心发出的声音。
And confess your sin.
认你的罪。
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from sin.
耶稣基督的宝血就洗净你的罪。
And he brings you right back in the light.
把你再带到光中。
How many of you like walking in the light?
多少人喜欢行在光中？
It's wonderful.
哦，这实在是美好。
But some people have to wear sunglasses.
哦，但有人要戴太阳镜啊。
Because there's something wrong. They're in the shadow.
哦，因为他出了毛病。
Sorry, my brother. So sometimes Christians wear sunglasses because they're walking in the shadows.
因为很多基督徒他们戴着墨镜啊，因为他们走在这个阴影的底下。
And every day you walk with unconfessed sin.
每一天，当你行在没有认的罪之底下
，You cannot know this indwelling life.
你就不认识这位内住生命的有经历。
But now, our conscience is sensitive.
我们的良心是敏锐的。
And so we have to combine something with our conscience. And what's that?
我们要跟一些东西跟人性要连在一起。
What does John say we need?
约翰告诉我们需要什么呢?
Now, how many of you need a dose of love?
多少人需要爱呢?
Now, if I could only put love over in those tea kettles, everybody would be over there getting some.
如果我把爱放在那个茶壶里面，大家都去。
Now, God loves us.
神爱我们。
And the only thing that will remove this sense of fear we have is His perfect love.
能够除去我们那个恐惧的心，就是他那完备的爱。
I remember going to an older brother, now I'd just become a Christian, you know, and I was convicted of something that I'd sinned.
我刚刚信主的时候，我来到一个年长弟兄，那个时候我犯了罪。
And you know, when you're a young Christian, you sin like that, then you think, well, maybe I'm not a Christian.
当你刚刚信主的时候，你一犯罪，你就觉得啊，我是不是基督徒啊？
Because what does 1 John chapter 4 say?
因为约翰一书第四章告诉我们什么呢？
Fear involves the fear of punishment.
那个恐惧被惩罚。
But perfect love casts out all fear.
但是爱能够除灭一切的恐惧。
And so John gives an example in chapter 3.
所以第三章约翰给我们一个这样的举例。
In verse 19 of chapter 3.
3章第19节告诉我,
we will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before Him in whatever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and He knows all things.
19节从此就知道我们是属真理的并且我们的心若责备我们神比我们的心大一切事都没有不知道的。So
you see, we keep coming back to the Word of God.
所以我们 回到神话里面,
we keep believing if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just.
我们相信当我们认我们的罪, 祂是信实的, 是公义的, 赦免我们的罪。
And we come more and more into the confidence of the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就更有信心, 进到神的爱, 神的, 信实里面。
Do you dwell in the Word?
你住在神的话里面吗?
Do you really search it?
你有没有在那里去寻找?
It's vital to the life of Christ within you.
在基督生命里面，这是多么的重要。
You remember how the devil came to Jesus.
当仇敌来试探耶稣的时候,
you'll be tempted also by the devil.
你也会受魔鬼的试探。
But what did he say?
他说什么?
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word out of the mouth of God.
人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Jesus overcame the devil.
耶稣胜过魔鬼。
Those that have the word of God abiding in their heart are able to overcome the devil by the truth.
那些有神的话住在他,留在他里面的话, 他能够借着真理神的话来胜过仇敌。
And so Jesus gives us that wonderful passage in John chapter 8 we read yesterday.
我们昨天读过约翰福音第八章神给我们那美好的话,
where he talks about disciples.
当主对门徒们讲话,
in verse 31,
8章31节,
so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed, if you continue in my word, then you're truly my disciples and you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。Are
you his disciple?
你是他的门徒吗?
Abide in his word.
住在他的话里面。
And if you abide in his word,
如果你住在他话里面,
you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free.
你就认识真理，真理就叫你得自由。The
enemy attacks us with all kinds of darts toward our heart.
仇敌用各方面的黑暗的东西来攻击我们的心。
But we can wear the breastplate of righteousness in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里面可以穿戴公义的镜来遮胸。
If we know the truth of His grace and His word.
如果我们认识他话语的跟真理的真实。
So now we need to become children of the word.
我们要把神的话藏在心中。
I've met a number of people who really know the Christ life.
我认识好几位他们认识基督生命的人。
And all of them know the Word of God.
他们都是 认识神话语的人。
Do you want to have such a life?
你要有这样的生命吗？
Not just an outward Christian life, but an inward relationship.
不光光是外表的基督徒，是里面与神有交通的。
Here's what happens.
是这样的。
You study the word.
你读主的话。
You study the word.
你读主的话。
And something in that starts to come alive to you.
这些话就在你里面活过来。
And then more of it starts to come alive to you.
然后在你的生，在你里面就有更多的话。
It's a lifelong process.
这是一生的过程。
I was a Christian maybe 5 years.
我信主刚五年的时候。
And I was reading through the Bible.
我在那里读圣经。
And I kept reading, kept reading.
我一直读啊读啊。
And then I came to Gospel of Luke.
我来到路加福音。
Now everybody has a favorite book, right?
每个人都有你喜欢的那一卷书。
Probably most of you like the Gospel of John.
很多人喜欢约翰福音。
It's because it's very simple in a certain way.
因为好像是讲的很简单。
But what happened in my experience?
我的经历呢？
As I read the Gospel of Luke,
当我读路加福音的时候，
as I tried to read it carefully,
当我仔细的读，
this was the first time in my life.
在我人生里面头一次
that Jesus stepped off the page.
耶稣从字句里面跳出来
and I began to sort of see him as he was doing and saying.
我就开始看到他所做的，他向我说话。
Has that ever happened to you?
你有没有这样的经历？
Study the word.
读主的话。
The Holy Spirit will make it live.
圣灵叫他。活出来。
You know, many people say who've studied the Bible all their life.
有人告诉我们他一生读圣经。
And then they take a trip to Israel.
他们到了以色列走一趟。
And they see the places.
他们看到那些发生的地点。
They used to be just names that are hard to pronounce in the Bible.
在他们的圣经里面好像那些都是很难读的名词地点。
But then they actually see the place.
当他们看到那个地方。
And say,The Bible came alive.
圣经对我好像活出来，活动了，活了。
Now, so I have some good news for you.
我有好消息告诉你。
You can save a lot of money.
你可以存很多钱。
You keep studying the Bible.
你省很多钱。
Your Bible will come alive.
你可以好好读圣经啊，你圣经就在你面前活过来。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
And I think many people who know the Christ life would testify.
你知道许多认识基督生命的人都可以这样做见证。
That you may be a Christian for a while, but there's some book in the Bible that doesn't make any sense to you.
你可以一生读圣经，但圣经里面有一些书，你好像对你来讲你读不通。
I mean, you know it's words.
你知道是神的话。
And of course you've heard Brother Wang's Bible study.
你也听过王弟兄的查经。
But still it's not real to you.
好像对你不是那么真实。
And then at the right time, in your circumstance, he opens that book to you.
在一个特别的时刻，在你所遭遇的事情当中，他把那一张圣经向你打开。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在是美好。
I remember one time Brother Stephen Kahn told me.
有一次江弟兄告诉我。
He said that somewhere in a conversation with Brother Sparks.
所以有一次跟斯百克弟兄交通的时候。
Somebody said, Brother Sparks, why don't you speak on the book of Revelation and the end times?
有一个人就对斯百克弟兄说，在这个末后的时刻，你为什么不讲启示录？
He says, well, I've studied it.
他说我读启示录。
But I just can't speak on something that's not real to me.
但是我不能够讲解对我来讲还不是那么真实的话。
Now probably he knows Book of Revelation better than you and I.
当然我相信他对于启示录比你我认识的更深。
But do you understand what he was saying?
你知道他所讲是什么呢？
He only felt like he could speak on something that had been made real to him.
他只能够讲这些对他是那么真的话。
So he could hear somebody else speaking on Revelation, say, Amen, Amen. But until it's real.
他可以听别人讲启示录，阿们阿们，在知道这些话对他是真实的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you study the Word of God, it will become real to you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真正的好好读神的话，这些话对你显为真实。
And this really strengthens the inner man.
这实在能够叫你里面的人刚强起来。
It's one thing to be able to quote a verse.
你可以引某一节圣经。
When the devil attacks.
你可以在那里知道哪章哪节。
It's another thing when the living word abides within you.
但是神的话住在你里面是另外一回事。
This is the victory that overcomes the world.
这是能够胜过世界的根据。
But in this matter of this abiding life,
当我们讲到这个与主同住的生命的时候，
John wants to take his disciples further.
约翰要他，约翰福音叫门徒们更进一步。
This life of the abiding in Christ goes deeper.
这个住在主里面，这个经历是要更深一层的。
Why is he abiding in us?
为什么他住在我们里面？
As we abide in him.
我们要住在他里面。
Why?
为什么？
It's something deeper than just knowing the truth.
在让你比认识真理还要更深一步。
It's when we abide in him and he abides in us.
我们住在他里面，他住在我们里面。
This is when we experience subjectively.The love of God.
这是我们能够主观地经历到神的爱。
We can sing about it, we can talk about it, but in this relationship we experience the agape of God.
我们可以唱，我们可以讲，但是在这个经历里面，我们经历了神的爱。
So we want to turn to John 15.
我们翻到约翰福音十五章。
You know, I am the vine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
We know this scripture.
我们都熟悉这一段的经文。
But maybe we could just reread it a little bit.
我们再来读一下。
And understand that it's a love story.
我们来明白这个爱的故事。
What do you think? How do you think the disciples understood this? I am the vine, you are the branches. Before the Holy Spirit came inside.
如果圣灵还没有进到我们里面，门徒们他们怎么了解这段话？
I don't think they understood at all.
我相信他们一点都不明白。
Wait a minute, you're in me and I'm in you, and you're my sap, but I'm a branch, and you're the fruit, and wait, how do I fit in here? Well,
我在你里面，你在我里面，你是那个树，我是枝子，搞到昏头转向。
Like our brother Hudson Taylor, you cannot understand the vine and the branch until inwardly you sense the life.
好像戴德生，他不能够明白。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，直到他经历了里面的生命。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节。
Here's a command.
这里有一个这样的命令。
Abide in me and I in you.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面，常在是住的意思。
Now let me put it this way.
我们这样讲。
This is your indwelling lover's command to you.
这是你内住的爱人对你发出的命令。
There's five reasons you should obey this command.
有五个理由你要顺服这个命令。
You understand? Now this is not optional.
这不是你可以选择的。
Now he's not saying now if you're particularly a mystical Christian.
哦，就是说如果你真是一个奥秘派的信徒。
Now he says, you abide in me and I in you.
他说：“你住在我里面，我住在你里面。”
I think the disciples were going, "What?"
门徒们说：“这是怎么一回事？”
What he saying?
他说什么？
Here's the five reasons.
这个有五个原因。
It's the absolute necessity of the Christ life.
这是基督生命必须的。
Abide in me, and I in you.
住在主里面，主住在你里面。
Second reason you should obey.
第二，你要顺服的。
Listen, get it through the head.
听清楚。
He's offering.Himself completely to you.
他把他自己完全的要给你。
Jesus is into you 100%.
耶稣要完全的百分之一的来把他自己给你。
Come to me. Abide in me.
住在我里面，来到我这里。
And I'll abide in you.
我就住在你里面。
Now, is that such a tough request?
这是不是很难的要求？
In effect, what he's saying is, I want you, I command you.To love me.
这里其实意思就是说，我命令你爱我。
Now, how many of you find it hard to love?
有多少人觉得这么难爱吗？
Actually, there's a psychologist who wrote a famous book.
有一个心理学家写了一本很出名的书。
We are not so afraid of being loved as loving.
我们不是那么害怕被爱，我们怕去爱。
Well, never mind what the psychologist said.
我们不要管心理学家说的。
Here is Jesus, the most wonderful man ever walked on earth.
这里耶稣在地上行走最美好的一位。
The scars on his hands.
他手上带着钉痕。
He's a glorious Lamb of God.
他是神荣耀的羔羊。
And he says, now won't you love me?
他说我要你们爱我。
Am I worth it to you?
我值得你们爱吧。
Are you going to come abide in me?
你要住在我里面吗？
So that I can abide in you.
我才能够住在你里面。
Number three.
第三点。
Abiding was the very reason Christ went to Calvary.
能够住在你里面是基督上十字架的原因。
He said, I am going to prepare a place for you, and this abiding relationship forever is what he was talking about.
我去乃是为你们预备地方，叫永远能够与你们同住。
The fourth reason you should obey this command.
第四个你要顺服这个命令的原因。
This communion of abiding in him and he in you in the long run becomes your greatest blessing in the Christian life.
与主同住是你在基督徒一生里面最大的祝福。
It's not how much you work, it's not how many churches you build, it's not how many people get saved.
不是你为主做了多少工，你建立了多少教会，你拯救了多少灵魂。
You talk to somebody who knows the Christian life.
如果你跟那些认识基督徒生命的人谈，
And you ask them, what is the greatest blessing of abiding in Christ?
你说住在主里面最大的祝福是什么？
Sweet communion.
是甜美的交通。
Walking and talking with your Lord.
与主同行，与主一直交谈。
As you can see, I'm very big, too big.
你说我这个人太巨型了。
Every time I get into a car, it's uncomfortable unless it's a huge Hummer.
我每次进到汽车里面，我都觉得很不舒服，除非进到一个大的野马车里面。
And coming over by the plane, I was squashed in a little seat made for I don't know who, midgets or something.
我从纽约飞过来的时候，给我困在那么小的位置里面，又是给小人国坐的那个位置。
If I didn't have somebody to talk to,
如果我没有能够里面与交谈的话，
those hours would be very, very tough.
那几个钟头实在是难过死了。
Sometimes it gets so bad, I even laugh with the Lord about it.
有的时候真是那么惨啊，我跟主笑起来了。
It's his business if I'm an elephant and he puts me in a mouse seat.
我好像已经是个大笨象，他给我放在一个老鼠的座位上。
Anyway, but the fifth reason that you should abide in him and him in you.
第五个点，你要住在主里面，主住在你里面的原因。
You have the one qualification that enables you to do it.
有一个条件，你能够住在主里面。
What's that?
那个条件是什么？
Empty, needy, just a vessel.
需要你能够倒空，只成为一个盛装的器皿。
So let me put this phrase, abide in me and I in you in another way.
所以大家来看，住在我里面，我就住在你里面，我们怎么来看？
He says, let me love you.
主说，让你们，让我来爱你们。
Let me show you how my life and yours can work together.
叫我告诉你们，我跟你们的生命怎么样连在一起。
Now, how many of you say amen to that? Is that good? A good deal?
是不是这个对我们来讲是个很好的交易？
He says, are you in? You say, I'm in.
你要来吗？你干吗？
Then he says, good.
他说好啊。
Now let me introduce you to my pruner.
现在我要介绍那位修剪的人。
Because he's going to be pruning you.
他们要修剪你们。
You can hear the hedge clippers.
你可以听到那个剪发的头发在那个修剪。
But I want you to come to the pruner too.
我愿意你们来到这个修剪的人的跟前。
If you abide in me, Jesus says, you'll get to know my Father.
如果你们住在我里面，你们就认识我的父。
Actually, it's not I that I want you to get to know. I want you to get to know the Father. Because you don't believe that it's the Father who loves you.
我是要你们来认识我的父，你们不信，其实真正爱你们的是我的父。
Oh, the Father loves you.
父爱你们。
He says, come to me for pruning.
他说来到我的面前接受修剪吧。
You say, no, 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 it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt.
你说这个很痛啊，很痛啊。
I saw a kid in the doctor's office. The kid said, it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt.
好像这个小孩子看医生啊，说这个打针很疼啊。
And the doctor says, I already gave you the shot.
医生说我已经打完针了。
But that's us, we're going to be pro, oh no, oh no, it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt.
你说呀，很痛啊，很痛啊。
We try to stay away.
我们要逃跑。
But we need to be pruned.
我们需要被修剪。
There's four reasons we need to be pruned.
四个原因我们需要被修剪。
Now you notice I'm trying to be very Chinese. Okay, four reasons.
我们在这个像中文讲一二三四五点。
All right, here's number reason number one.
这是第一点。
You're just a branch.
你们只是枝子。
And thank God you're bearing fruit.
感谢神，你们能够结果子。
He wants you to bear more fruit.
他要你们结果子更多。
Do you bear more fruit?
你们能够结更多的果子吗?
Wonderful, but actually,
这实在是美好。
You're supposed to bear much fruit.
其实你们应该结更多的果子。
You're not hanging right.
你们在那里不站得不对啊。
Only a couple of grape clusters? No, 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 we want much fruit.
只有那么一点点的果子应该结果子更多。
You're really bent over there.
能够垂得更低啊。
Much fruit.
能够结更多充实的果子。
Now I know you're not going to believe it.
我知道你们好像不信。
But you're a man.
你们是人。
Not only fruit, more fruit, much fruit, but fruit that remains.
你们要一直结果子，不但的结果子更多，而且能够一直程序的继续的结果子。
Now, you will not be free until you're bearing all the fruit that you were created to bear.
你们还没有真正得到自由。直到你们能够结出你们被造应该命定所结的那么多果子。
So the Father looks at you, and you have one grape.
父看你们，你们有一粒葡萄。
What does the Father say?
父说什么？
Oh, it's a wonderful grape.
这个实在是很好的葡萄。
Now let's cut you back just a little bit.
再把你来修剪一下。
Now more grapes.
更多的果子出来。
He loves it when you bear fruit.
他。当你们结果子的时候，他爱你们。
Isn't it wonderful the day you brought your first person to Jesus?
当你头一次领人归主的时候。
Don't stop there.
你不要停在那里。
Don't go into retirement.
不要马上退休。
Time for a little pruning.
要继续的被修剪。
More fruit.
就带出更多的果子。
Number two.
第二点。
Pruning brings us into freedom.
修剪叫我们得释放。
Why?
为什么？
Because we understand his rhema.
因为我们认识他那活的话。
Verse 7.
第七节。
If you abide in me, and my rhema abides in you, ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话，那些活的话，也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
So now,You're abiding in his rhema, living words.
如今你住在他活的话里面。
And now you begin to pray very powerful prayers.
你现在就开始有那个蛮有能力的祷告。
Why?
为什么?
Well, you remember back in the old days, before you knew Christ in you.
你知道当你还不认识基督在你里面的时候。
You always used to pray like, God give me a Mercedes Benz.
你就在那里祷告主啊，请你给我一架奔驰吧。
Oh God, bless my work, make me $1 million.
你祝福我的工作，给我成为百万富翁。
But now God says, okay, you're free. Ask whatever you want.
主现在说你现在得释放啊，你求什么都可以。
But because you're abiding in Him,
因为你住在他里面。
What you want is for Him to be blessed.
你要得到的乃是叫他的名得着称赞。
Now God answers the prayers of people who are praying.In his interests.
神听那些人为了神的荣耀而祷告的人。
Number three.
第三点。
We need to be pruned.
我们需要被修剪。
Because the Father is glorified by the much fruit.
因为因着结果子更多父就得荣耀。
Now some of you used to go home from school to your father and you would try to hide your report card.
很多人当你回家的时候把你的成绩单藏起来不敢给爸爸看。
You had one A minus and the rest we don't even want to mention.
你有只一个 A 减其他的都是很糟糕。
But what if you're fruitful?
如果你真是很丰盛的果子。
I used to get a good report card. I'd take it to my dad and say, there it is, Dad.
我得到一个好的成绩单，我就给我爸爸说，来看吧。
He told me $10 for every A.
$1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $50. 十块钱拿一个 A, 他要给我50块。
You know, my father didn't mind.
我父亲其实他很喜欢的。
This is a reward he gave me.
他喜欢把奖赏给我。
And he knew I always spent it on buying a tennis racket or something.
他知道我是买这个网球拍。
But my father was glorified that I did well in school.
当我成绩好的时候，我父得了荣耀。
That's why I always had trouble, because my brother was smarter than me.
但是我哥哥一直都比我聪明。
All right, reason number four.
第四点。
If you let him prune you,
如果你让他修剪你,
you're going to learn something.
你就会学到。
You're his friend.
你是他的朋友。
Now, verse 14 talks about this.
第14章,第14节讲到。
You are my friends if you do what I command you.
你们若遵行我吩咐的，就是我的朋友们。
Now, one of my favorite songs is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
由于我最喜欢的一首诗歌是耶稣恩友歌。
Especially when I'm in a crowded airplane or something like that, that's a good song to think of.
特别是在那个非常拥挤的飞机上，我就唱这首歌。
Everybody here is born again. You can say, Jesus is my friend.
每一个重生得救人，你都说耶稣是我的朋友。
Now, how many of you?Does Jesus say, you're my friend?
多少人耶稣能够指着你们说你是耶稣的朋友?
It comes out of an abiding relationship.
这是因着有住在主里面的关系。
I'm sorry, people misunderstand this, you see, because there is a condition upon friendship.
因为做朋友是有条件的。
You're my friends. If...You do what I command you.
如果遵行我吩咐的，你们就是我的朋友。
So throughout this whole wonderful passage, we're invited to come and abide in Him and let Him abide in us.
在这美好的经文里面，我们就进入住在主里面，主住在我们里面。
Now, if every Christian did that,
如果每个基督徒都这样做的话
then every Christian would be living the Christ life.
每一个基督徒都活在基督生命的里面。
And I would have to go speak in New Jersey because you already know these
things. 我就不用在这里讲啊，我要到东岸去讲了。
But this inward life,
这个内在的生命
which we're so careless about,
我们经常太不在意它。
Is that which will enable us to overcome in these last days.
是它能够叫我们在这末后的日子得胜。
Now God has a strategy about this.
神在这里有一个策略。
If you will abide in Him and let Him abide in you,
如果你住在他里面，让他住在你里面，
you'll be spoiled by His love.
你就能够满意了他的爱。
You'll be captured by His love.
你就被他的爱所俘虏。
You'll realize there's no one else you would rather be with.
你就真正的知道你不愿意跟任何其他人在一起。
And that's when He says, "You're my friend."
这个时候他说你就是我的朋
友。Now I can reveal to you things.
我可以把我的事来向你们显现。
Sometimes very difficult things.
有一些很困难的事情。
But God reveals to those who truly love Him.
神向真正爱他的人来彰显他自己。
Now in these last days,
在这末后的日子
the church is as it is.
教会这样的光景。
A lot of problems with the seven churches.In Asia Minor.
在小亚细亚七个教会里面那么多的难处。
But in every church.
但在每一个聚会的里面。
There were those who listened to his voice.
在那里有一些听他话的人。
And they repented.
他们悔改。
They were his friends.
他们是他的朋友。
Do you want to be such a friend?
你要成为这样的朋友吗?
Able to be victorious in these end days?
能够在这末后的日子成为得胜者。
You'll need a three-dimensional life.
你需要有三度空间的生活。
And then a fourth.
第四度还需要
Christ dwelling in you.
基督住在你里面。
May this be our common experience together.
这叫我们成为共同的经历。
This affects the whole assembly.
这会影响整个的聚会。
Know you not that the Holy Spirit dwells among you all?
你叫圣灵真是住在每个人的里面。
That was Paul's exhortation to the Corinthians.
这是保罗对哥林多教会的劝勉。
So you're not your own, you're bought with a price.
你不再属于自己，你们是重价买来的。
And you're in something.
你们在里面。
The corporate Christ life.
你们在这个团体的基督生命里面。
Now, one of the wonderful experiences I have when I come and visit you.
当我来看望你们的时候，我有一个很好的经历。
Is when we set up the holy rectangle on Sunday morning for communion.
当我们主日擘饼的时候，把这个四方围好的时候。
No rectangle today.
今天呢，好像没有围圈子。
No, it's not the shape.
不是这个形状。
But I thank God that you really worship the Lord.
但是感谢神，你们真是在这里敬拜主。
Have you ever gone to a breaking bread meeting that was absolutely dead?
你有没有去过一个擘饼聚会呢？就是充满了死气。
Well, it's never absolutely dead because there's usually about three old ladies who pray.
也不是完全死掉，只有三个老婆婆在那里祷告。
Everybody sits around just dead, just.
别人在那里死气沉沉。
It's so good to be among saints.
我们实在能够在
they sing a living way.
圣徒们当中是。唱诗歌是一个活泼的敬拜。
Pray to a living God.
向活神来祷告。
It's a highlight of the weekend.
这是这个周末的最高峰。
Together, let's confess the Christ life.
在一起，让我们接受相信基督的生命。
We're in Christ.
我们在基督里。
Christ is among us.
基督在我们当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much for giving us our Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们感谢你把耶稣基督赏给我们。
From the moment we sensed Abba Father within,
当我们里面开始呼喊阿爸父的时候。
Through the times when pressing into the Word of God, you made it live for us.
当我们能够进到你话里面，你这些话是活在我们心中。
Through times of fellowship with you.
借着与你的相交。
And even pruning.
借着你的修剪。
We find our life in the secret place, a wonderful life.
我们发现在我们奥秘处的地方，我们有这个奇妙的生命。
Do draw us more deeply into this life.
把我们更深的引进这个生命的交通里面。
Help us to live in the four dimensions of this reality.
叫我们能够活在四度空间的实际当中。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.